This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network. Gentlemen, my name is Kate Vincent Parker, and I am your host for this wonderful Sunday afternoon. It is the 5th of September, and the election of a new government of the Bahamas, whether that is a return to the Free National Movement administration or a new Progressive Liberal Party administration or some other amalgamation, is less than 14 days away. I think it's 12 days away now. 11 days away, yeah. And needless to say, those people in the political arena who intend to have a life beyond September 16th are hard at work. They are doing their thing. And you and I, who are tasked with going to the polls to select the new government, we have our thing to do as well, which of course is pay attention, do a little research, well, as much as you can, and try to make the best choice possible on September 16th. Last week on the show, we went through the Progressive Liberal Party's blueprint for change. And this week, we're going to go through the Free National Movement's Manifesto 2021. Both documents make for interesting reading. We'll talk about why, perhaps after we go through a bit of the manifesto today. Now, the Free National Movement document begins with the acknowledgement of the ongoing fight against COVID-19. And I think that that gives me place right here and now to say that I had read through the 2017 manifesto and had certain expectations of things that this the Minnis administration would attempt or would set in motion or would achieve or whatever the case may be based on what was promised in the manifesto. A number of those things did not get off the ground. And in the spirit of fairness, I think we all as a country have to accept that wrestling with a global pandemic, which is the worst global pandemic in 100 years, and wrestling with the need to recover from a storm, which was the worst since we started keeping records in 1851, possibly the worst in our history, which wrecked the economies of our two most important economic contributors, aside from Nassau, New Providence, and populous islands, and still having to deal with the aftermath of storms that ravaged the southern Bahamas, I think this administration had more than enough to keep its plate full without trying to fulfill political promises. That being said, they are the government, and you don't get in the game if you don't think you can win. And so I think they should be held accountable for their promises. And you have to balance for yourself, with common sense, of course, how much of an influence you think Dorian and COVID-19 and the rest of it were. I think personally, I think they were huge, huge obstacles to overcome. To overcome them quite yet. So in regards to COVID, the manifesto says that the next FNM term will ensure there's adequate supply of approved vaccines for all Bahamians and residents, ensure adequate supply of vaccine booster shots as needed based on the advice of medical professionals, ensure various types of vaccines are available, acquire equipment to conduct in-country analysis to determine the presence of variants of SARS-CoV-2, provide the National Reference Laboratory with the resources needed to continue expanding its testing and analysis capacity, set up a coordinating group in the Ministry of Health to oversee the acquisition of therapies and treatments for people suffering from the long-term effects of COVID-19, continue ensuring adequate supplies of personal protective equipment that are healthcare workers, ensure that there are adequate supplies of proven medical therapies to treat those with COVID-19, provide the resources to ensure robust contact tracing continues, pass and bring into effect legislation to replace the emergency orders. I'll leave you leave enough time for you to sort of absorb what was just read or said. And if you have questions, obviously post them in Facebook or send them to me in WhatsApp. We'll see if we can answer them. The next section of the manifesto deals with jobs and investments. And it's predicated on a vision that includes greater ownership of Bahamians, including small and medium-sized business ownership, land ownership, home ownership, shares for Bahamians and enterprises such as the new cruise port in downtown Nassau, and greater ownership in sectors such as tourism, agriculture, fisheries, the digital economy, and the creative economy. Specifically, the Free National Movement says that in its next term, it intends to work with investors to complete major tourism and investment projects on New Providence, Grand Bahama, and the Family Islands, develop a home porting act for the cruise industry, similar to the Hotels Encouragement Act. That's one to keep an eye on. Continue capital works throughout the country, including the completion of Family Island airports, approve and mobilize new infrastructure projects, approve new construction, approve building permits to jumpstart housing projects, approve projects in every sector to leverage the private sector and international investors, and approve and implement the digital marketplace to enhance the sale of Bahamian products and ease the purchase of imported goods. Development in particular, the Free National Movement intends to provide $50 million a year in support for Bahamian entrepreneurs, to provide a minimum of $25 million over the next 5 years, specifically for an entrepreneurship program geared towards Bahamian women and youth, to ensure that the Bahamas Development Bank continues to support small business development, to ensure that Bahamians with disabilities have access to funds for small business development, to continue to promote incentives and concessions for paying Bahamian businesses, including, and there's a list here, light manufacturing, fisheries, agriculture, the creative economy, heritage tourism, sports, technology, education, the culinary arts, and other economic sectors, and continue the government employment incentive program. According to the FNM, this program will lead to 2,500 businesses have been able to apply for a VAT credit to cover the salaries of up to 10 new employees brought onto their payrolls as of July 1st, 2021. The allowable tax credit is up to $400 per week per employee. With regard to investments, the administration, forgive me, folks, the FNM intends to resource a national sovereign wealth fund to create a new Ministry of Investments, Financial Services, and Commerce, if that sounds familiar, to launch Invest Bahamas, a new investment agency to replace the Bahamas Investment Authority, to create a new national infrastructure fund, to foster new public-private partnerships for infrastructural development, Family Island Infrastructure Plan, to ensure banking facilities on all major islands, to further implement ease of doing business recommendations, to offer incentives and opportunities for various technology industries, light manufacturing and mining, to review the Data Information Act and amend where necessary, to facilitate the development of privately issued micro property insurance policies for people who meet specific criteria. That's another one that needs a little more investigation and explanation. To implement a public-private partnership for the post office to make it more efficient and modern, touch nose, and review the possible implementation of an economic permanent residence program. Here we have what you would call the so-called golden passport, something that on the Sovereign Wealth Fund, the manifesto goes into a little more detail. And it says the FNM will create a Sovereign Wealth Fund as a vehicle for public-private partnerships in order for Bahamians to economically benefit from our natural resources and to invest in infrastructure development and to provide a source for the generation of future wealth. The fund will be vested with Bahamian assets, which are the basis of the country's wealth, and it will accumulate and convert those assets as necessary in order to spur developments in the country. And finally, income generated through the fund's activities, as well as returns on investments, will accumulate in the fund for the benefit of the Bahamian people. With regard to the creation of the Ministry of Commerce, there's a phrase in scripture that is repeated every so often by Christ himself, him who has ears to hear, let him hear. And I think that's as far down that road as I need to go because it's a long document. But with regard to this new ministry, In keeping with the recommendations of the Economic Recovery Committee and others, the FNM says that it will position and promote the Bahamas as an international headquarters, hub, and center of excellence, promote and position the Bahamas as an international family office hub, streamline immigration processes and policy to improve efficiency for investors, clarify streamlined investment and regulatory framework, continue to work to promote the Bahamas as an international commercial arbitration center, promote natural linkages between tourism and financial services, and enhance promotional and marketing events and activities both in the Bahamas and internationally through the new Ministry of Investments, Financial Services, and Commerce. Through something called Invest Bahamas, the FNM will be a major, Invest Bahamas will be a major revamping and restructuring of our domestic and foreign direct investment structure and regime, building on the work of the Bahamas Investment Authority over many years. Invest Bahamas will have the mandate and the means to establish protocols that will ensure expedited support and approvals for major domestic and foreign investments. This will be accompanied by a divestment of authority from the National Economic Council to expedite approvals for smaller direct investments. And Invest Bahamas will also have the resources and expertise to consistently market the Bahamas as an investment destination of choice for Bahamian and foreign investors alike. I'm trying not to delve too deeply because I want folks to do that for themselves. But I just want to point out that on this point of divestment of authority from the National Economic Council, for folks who aren't aware, the National Economic Council of the Bahamas. And so what they are saying here is that they are going to divest authority, cabinet authority, to expedite approvals for smaller direct investments. So that's going to have to be clarified in terms of what that means and how it's going to work. On the question of digitization, the FNM intends to ensure in its next term that there's access to more than 200 government services electronically. There's access to services through a single window, reducing costs and time in obtaining government services. There's proper security of personal data via the Data Protection Act and appropriate cybersecurity processes. There are opportunities to learn, improve, and execute digital skills. There's a further reduction in the cost and time of registering businesses. That national cybersecurity legislation is introduced. That there's an acceleration of the digitization of intellectual property registration. The creation of the Ministry of Investments, Financial Services, and Commerce helps to lead the digital transformation of government and the economy, making technology a major pillar of the economy. The full implementation of the national policy on e-commerce and digitization for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is also something that the FNM is promising in its next term. In addition, they promise creation of electronic identification is a vital first step, they say, towards a digital Bahamas. They promise the completion of the digitization of the Department of Social Services and to allow Bahamians to apply for all services and benefits online. They promised a complete digitization and upgrade of the Registrar General Department to allow for online application and payment for all services. It promised the expansion of the IT cadet program throughout the Family Islands, the digitization of the Parliamentary Registration Department to allow for digital registration and biometric voters' cards, digitization of the Crown grant process to expedite approvals for Bahamians, review of the introduction of 5G technology. They promised to expand our existing program of free internet service on community parks and government facilities throughout the Bahamas. They promised to see that Grand Bahama is made the Center for Technology and Innovation Training at BTVI and the University of the Bahamas. That hundreds of software developers are trained, making the Bahamas a hub for software development. This would allow us to offer services to companies all around the world. The introduction of software development, cybersecurity, and other technology courses at primary and high school levels. The implementation of a national cybersecurity response team to monitor and respond to cyber attacks. And more government agencies will go cashless, allowing more Bahamians to have better and faster services. The next section of the manifesto deals with land and home ownership. According to the manifesto, in the next term, the FNM intends to launch the Bahamas Homes Initiative, through which there will be the creation of at least one major serviced lot development on all major family islands. They promise to make materials for home construction in government subdivisions VAT-free and to continue with the duty-free and real property tax concessions previously implemented. Continuance of Crown land grants and land regularization exercises for Bahamians. Intend to extend first-time home ownership, first-time homeowners tax exemptions. To continue creating communities for young professionals throughout the Bahamas. To repair all government-owned rental properties in inner-city communities and sell the units for a nominal fee. And to continue to work with the Bahamas Mortgage Corporation to make home ownership available for more Bahamians. One of the things that the administration is particularly proud of is its record on tourism. And you'll see that when you look at the manifesto. And here's what they intend to do in the next term, if elected. Ensure that more small and medium-sized Bahamian service providers and entrepreneurs are incentivized to be engaged as owners of tourism properties and in providing more goods and services for our tourism market. To help and incentivize more Bahamians to return to their ancestral islands and take advantage of their real estate holdings. To infuse more of the history, art, music, and culture of the Bahamas into our tourism products and services. And to accelerate the establishment of a world-class hospitality management and training center at the University of the Bahamas for Bahamians and international students. Those initiatives will be manifested in the following ways, according to the FNM's manifesto. First, regarding peer-to-peer accommodations. The FNM promises to assist in providing small loans for the improvement of these facilities throughout the Bahamas and provide the kind of training needed to become world-class hosts. The direct communication between visitor and Bahamians will become increasingly a hallmark of the Bahamian experience. So in the next term, the FNM intends to increase the funds available to develop peer-to-peer rentals through the Small Business Development Center and ensure that Bahamians in the Southern Islands are granted a new slate of concessions on the full range of materials they will need to build or renovate a house and a business. On the question of aviation, the FNM says there are too few Bahamian aviation companies engaged in transporting travelers between the islands of the Bahamas and South Florida in particular. To address that, they plan to facilitate the financing, training, and regulations to accelerate this expansion. This initiative becomes essential in order to provide access to more accommodations, especially to many of our family islands, as more Bahamians provide more quality accommodations. On Bahamas Air, the FNM intends to ensure that Bahamas Air will expand the delivery of visitors to the Bahamas from more overseas markets and become more directly integrated with Bahamas-based private carriers to enable easier reservations and connections for both resident and international travelers. This is critically important for those travelers wishing to make a quick getaway to more destinations in the islands of the Bahamas. And the government, the FNM, will continue to work for the ongoing transformation of Bahamas Air to suit the needs of Bahamians and visitors, and for the airline to take advantage of new trends and needs in domestic and international aviation. One of the things, and this is kind of a minor point, but it's not really. I think there's a story here. On ground tours and transportation, the FNM will be returning to the requirement that certain tour packages include a mandatory tour, as was the case in the 1970s and 1980s. These broader range and variety of tours will be conducted by qualified tour providers, whether with sedans or buses. Yeah, there's definitely a story there somewhere. So, they're also, as would be expected, have some comments on the environment and renewable energy. And I am going to need to take a short break here. And when we come back, we'll pick up right at the environment and renewable energy section of the manifesto. So we'll be right back here on the Political Review. And we thank you for joining us today as we make our way through the FNM Manifesto 2021. Thank you.
Better with a little extra cash. At Solomon's, we know that every penny saved is a penny toward more happy times with those you love. With super savings in every aisle and budget-pleasing buys every time you shop, you can get closer to that family vacation you've been dreaming about. Go on, earn that new air fryer in produce. Snag that Exuma getaway with your cereal. Ross and Square Junkanoo tickets, aisle 7 just restocked. Bring it all together at...
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for sticking with us. So, on the environment and renewable energy, the FNM says that in its next term, it intends to set an effective minimum SEER rating for importation of air conditioning systems to ensure that only energy efficient air conditioners are used in the Bahamas. I want to take a moment to say why I think that's really, really, really important. In my in my other job, I have come to learn the value of the SEER ratings. Heating and cooling is 50% of, about 50% of the home's energy consumption, the average home's energy consumption. And so if you are able to get more energy efficient heating and cooling, particularly by using a higher SEER rating air conditioning system, you are able to bring your electricity costs down significantly. And given the cost of energy in the Bahamas, I think that is something that all Bahamians should definitely be paying attention to. In the next term, the FNM intends to lower duty on all home appliances that meet a defined energy efficiency standard. They intend to pass and enact a Renewable Energy Encouragement Act to facilitate activity in a robust Bahamian-led sector through various incentives to allow independent power producers to start building a selection of renewable energy plants, to continue the installation of solar PV systems on government buildings, to lower duty on all fully electric vehicles, to make renewable energy 30% of electricity needs by 2030, him who has ears to hear, to build solar plants on family islands, to expand solar street lighting to more communities across the country. They also intend to increase penalties for illegal dumping to ensure that there are proper waste management sites across the family islands. I think those two are very much tied together. To establish an organized national campaign to address the rodent problem. To develop and enact land use management plans on all major islands to create a structure as to how land is developed. To rigorously enforce environmental laws and rules, to invest in further protection of and upgrades to our national parks, and to create robust waste to energy programs around the country in partnership with the private sector in order to provide electricity to landfill sites and the surrounding areas. The manifesto has a specific section focused on Grand Bahama. It says in the next FNM term, the FNM intends to implement a training program for skills required in Grand Bahama, involving the ministries responsible for education, training, and labor, the University of the Bahamas, BTVI, the National Training Agency, the Grand Bahama Chamber of Commerce, industrial companies, maritime companies, and the Grand Bahama Shipyard. Intend to encourage the Grand Bahama Port Authority to approve and issue business licenses for companies without need for physical spaces, inclusive of license fees of $100 consistent with the government's licensing initiative for companies with less than $100,000 in annual turnover. To work with the GBPA to ensure that vendors and peddlers permit is liberalized further to permit a wider range of businesses. I also intend to ensure that the Grand Bahama Port Authority and the government create a new housing program for qualifying Bahamians as recipients in the initial phase. And what about subsequent phases? The FNM intends to create its second home owners incentive program with land provided by GB DevCo or the Port Authority, inclusive of automatic resident permits. They intend to pass legislation to ensure that developers and the Port Authority facilitate road paving throughout residential communities within the port area, inclusive of enforcement of proper road works development rehabilitation relative to private subdivisions. To ensure that developers and Port Authority facilitate the implementation of light and water infrastructure throughout residential communities within the port area, inclusive of the enforcement of light and water infrastructure development and rehabilitation relative to private subdivisions. To establish an independent promotion agency that the GBPA and the government jointly fund. To work with the Port Authority to ensure that there's allocation of land for the purpose of agriculture and marine resources development. To work with GBPA, to ensure that the Port Authority creates a citywide cleanup program in conjunction with the government and local community, includes to create a master development plan for West End, inclusive of community parks, tourism attractions, and a vendor's market. To create a master development plan for East End, including the development of additional Bahamian-owned vacation rental homes and eco tours, increasing wealth opportunities. To construct microgrids in the East Grand Bahama settlements. To complete state-of-the-art four-story hospital. To expand the Rand Memorial Hospital. To enter into a public-private partnership with a qualified and experienced developer to redevelop at the Grand Bahama Airport. To extend airport operational hours to facilitate red-eye flights, allowing international connections via Nassau. To seek to provide enhanced marina facilities to accommodate mega yachts on Grand Bahama by incentivizing and attracting qualified investors. To pass the Freeport environmental bylaws. These relate to pollution, natural resources, environmental management, and nuisances. To pass the Freeport Building and Sanitary Bylaw Amendment to allow for demolition of derelict structures. To execute an annual hurricane and flood response drill and protocols with key stakeholders. And to leverage the University of the Bahamas Northern Campus to accelerate the current plan to establish Grand Bahama as the tech hub of the Bahamas. I intend to use UB North as a catalyst to develop and attract technology incubators, facilities, as well as startups and establish technology and logistics companies. On the issue of infrastructure, there is an entire section about BPL infrastructure upgrades. In the next term, the FNM intends to execute $50 to $70 million in upgrades to the BPL transmission and distribution infrastructure to further reduce outages. To continue to work with the Inter-American Development Bank on solar generation projects on Abaco, Andrus, Eleuthera, and Inagua. To continue implementation of BPL's strategic five-year plan to further improve efficiencies on SAIDI, SAIFI, and CAIDI numbers. Sadie, Safie, and Katie are industry standard metrics, and this is not in the manifesto, that address, they measure efficiency, particularly the length of outages, the frequency of outages, and how many outages a customer has to undergo. And I'm going to stop there because otherwise I'll be talking about my job on my other job, which I don't do. But I encourage you to go to PPL's Facebook page and the website to see some of the improvements. In the next term, the F&M intends to work with the Water and Sewage Corporation to ensure there's quality potable water on all major family islands. The significance of PPPs to expand infrastructure and development. To finish airports on Grand Bahama, Exuma, Long Island, and Eleuthera. To continue to fund the Disaster Reconstruction Authority. To continue all restoration efforts in Grand Bahama and Abaco as a result of Hurricane Dorian. To continue to repair bridges, roads, docks across the country. To widen Gladstone Road from 2 to 4 lanes. It's going to be interesting. To continue to upgrade the traffic light system in New Providence. To work to redevelop Fort Charlotte and its environs into a central park with walking trails, facilities for cultural events, and other features similar to such parks in other international cities. That's a great idea. To establish a national infrastructure fund to mobilize public assets and private capital. This will help generate hundreds of millions of dollars in infrastructure investments in islands throughout the Bahamas. The manifesto also contains a list of what the government terms key completed or ongoing projects. I encourage you to go to that list and look at it, see what the government is claiming to have done and claiming to be in the process of doing. And the next section of the manifesto that I want to look at is where the manifesto focuses on the downtown Nassau. The F&M intends to complete the world-class Nassau cruise port and through legislation and other legal means demolish or cause to be refurbished derelict government and commercial buildings in the city of Nassau. To finish and open the Nassau waterfront boardwalk, to beautify downtown Nassau, to extend tax concessions, to extend tax concessions for development in the city of Nassau, to construct a new cabinet office in the city of Nassau, to, through local government, create a council to manage the city of Nassau along with the city manager, to commission a series of historical sculptures and public arts projects in the city of Nassau to tell our story and history to Bahamians and visitors, and to complete the new central bank in downtown Nassau. I wonder if in commissioning this series of historical sculptures and public arts projects, they're going to remove the statues of Christopher Columbus and Queen Elizabeth. Be very interesting. Next, the third section, and here, my eyebrow raised, In the next term, the FNM intends to continue free education for qualifying students at the University of the Bahamas and BTVI, to establish a national youth service and volunteerism program in conjunction with the Ministries of National Security, Education, and Youth, to create a universal after-school program. The government would provide resources to approved after-school initiatives around the country to ensure that more children may enroll free of cost. To create a youth exposure program in which selected young people would be able to have a two-week internship. They would spend the time shadowing the prime minister or other cabinet ministers. To transform designated unoccupied government buildings into youth business incubators. Young Bahamian entrepreneurs could have office or business space to use for low cost to help them start a business. Through a partnership with the private sector, the BTVI, and the Ministry of Education, to create and fund a youth pre-apprenticeship program for students in the 10th to 12th grades. This would offer on-the-job experience and the opportunity to attain various qualifications. And through the National Training Agency, to launch a national skills development apprenticeship program to provide unemployed youth and adults between the ages with the skills necessary for available jobs in the workplace. There's another section here that deals with new government communications infrastructure. I'm skipping over that again. You can find the manifesto on the FNM's website at, I think it's rfnm.org. And under producing food and expanding fisheries, the FNM says that it intends to continue the ongoing redevelopment and enhancement of BAMSI and the Bahamas Agricultural and Industrial Corporation, to continue the promotion and development of farmers markets throughout the country, to accelerate the grant and lease of Crown land to ensure stable rights of tenure on land for farmers, and accelerate the availability of production credit to facilitate land preparation, input supplies, transport, and marketing access to the private sector. To provide more opportunities for hydroponic farming. To continue the development of urban and community gardens and farming. To create a native food market on New Providence for the distribution of fruit, vegetables, herbs, and spices, including food products. Feed milling to help to make the cost of pork and poultry production more efficient, with a modern feed mill to produce and distribute proper rations for feed, especially to small farmers. To introduce custom packing for a range of farm products for wholesale and retail sales, which may greatly enhance overall sales, including bagged onions, cassava, boxed cabbage, ready-mixed cabbage, carrots, and onions for restaurant sales. To expand production of native and tropical fruit, such as avocados, soursop, mangoes, guavas, and a range of other fruit, to accommodate a true taste of the islands, and to expand production of foodstuff made from locally grown fruit. To expand production of staples such as sweet potatoes, edos, and cassava, to increase the food security of the country while creating an abundance that can be leveraged into more efficient livestock feeds and value-added products. to introduce organic certification to tap into the lucrative market for lettuce, herbs, spices, and other goods. To continue to provide farmland, tractors, refrigerated trailers, computers, and business services to Bahamian farmers to support agriculture, and to improve product development, research, and technology to expand the country's processing capacity. On the blue economy and fisheries, the FNM will work with Bahamian stakeholders, fishers, and environmental community to create a long-term plan for the blue economy, adopt various recommendations from the Economic Recovery Committee and the National Fisheries Association on enhancing fisheries in a sustainable manner, promote training and skills development in conservation, identification, and exploitation of marine resources, continue to promote investment in aquaculture, mariculture, and modern sea farming ventures, continue to promote the study of the country's marine resources to create opportunities for the artificial propagation and enhancement of local fishing stocks, to continue to work with international organizations to provide ongoing technical and financial support to ensure the growth, protection, viability, and sustainability of our marine resources, to continue to promote and develop maritime industries, to continue to work with the Bahamas Maritime Authority to promote, facilitate, and encourage the development of ship registration and maritime administration in the Bahamas, and to continue to promote and enhance maritime education and employment. I'm sorry, folks, you can hear it. I am about to lose my voice, which is unfortunate. So let's take a break here at 5 o'clock. And what we're gonna do is the next section is culture, heritage, and the arts, which, as you know, is close to my heart. So I will read through that section and then leave the rest of it, which has to deal with crime and security, law enforcement, and some of the other incredibly important elements of the manifesto for you to investigate for yourself. I'll try and finish it next week, if we have the time. But I'm sorry, folks, I'm running out of voice. So we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll finish up with culture, heritage, and the arts. We'll be right back.
Just show me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl, everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior in his, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
In view of the global shortage of medical masks, the World Health Organization recommends that medical masks be prioritized for health workers, people who are sick, and their caregivers at home. In consideration of this, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends the use of cloth face masks by the public to slow the spread of COVID-19. In consultation with the Ministry of Health, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas has requested that Bahamians wear cloth face masks outside their homes. Such masks can be utilized in places such as grocery stores and pharmacies. These masks can function to reduce the transfer of respiratory droplets by the wearer. While cloth masks offer some protection, you are more protected if you follow the recommended preventative measures in addition to wearing the cloth mask. These measures include staying at home, practicing physical distancing at least 6 feet apart from others, washing your hands often for at least 20 seconds, and not touching your face. Our healthcare providers need personal protective equipment while caring for patients. It is important to allow them to have the resources they need to function properly. If the public use cloth face masks, this reduces the chance of having a shortage of medical masks for the healthcare workers. Masks should be used safely and properly. Let us protect ourselves and each other.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Political Review. A sip of water. Let's see how long we can go. So, the FNM's manifesto, we're going through the manifesto today. Before I finish up, I want to read you a little point out a couple of things. Remember last week I went through the PLP's Blueprint for Change. And I found a couple of very interesting parallels so far. Both the FNM and PLP have something called, well, the FNM calls it Invest Bahamas, and the PLP calls it Bahamas Invest. They both have a focus on homes, the Bahamas Homes Initiative in the case of the FNM, and Homes for Bahamians for the PLP. They both are committed to a golden passport, some form of economic citizenship, or at least exploring it. They both want to retool Bahamas Air. And they also have a focus, both of them, on heritage. The PLP's National Heritage Trust and the Orange Economy section of their plan are perhaps a little more finely drawn, but the National Youth Service, the focus on downtown Nassau, and the universal after school program, I think, are also from the FNM manifesto particularly noteworthy. But in any event, it's let me get through this culture and heritage and the arts section, and then we can see we'll wrap up there for the day. Okay, so. According to the FNM, we must guard our cultural heritage. We must teach our history. We must support our cultural industries. So in the next FNM term, they intend to create a Ministry of Culture, Heritage, and the Arts. They intend to create a commission called Jubilee Bahamas, 50th anniversary of independence. intend to adopt various recommendations from the Economic Recovery Committee on the Orange Economy. They intend to upgrade the National Center for the Performing Arts, something else that the PLP also had in its document. They intend to continue support for the ongoing development of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. They intend to continue to work toward the development of the National Museum of the Bahamas. They intend to continue to work with the Antiquities, Monuments, and Museums Corporation to protect, secure, and showcase Bahamian heritage. They want to create a Junkanoo village. Edmund Moxie must be happy. They intend to develop a national mural and public arts project as part of the construction of a new glass window bridge on Eleuthera to develop an iconic cultural site inclusive of an outdoor cultural area. To promote heritage tourism as an integral part of tourism promotion and development throughout the archipelago. To create an advisory board for the development and promotion of Bahamian music and entertainment. To enhance heritage sites and infrastructure, including amenities, signage, and heritage plaques. To create tours and programs for Bahamians and visitors. To continue to support creative arts programs and the creative economy. To continue to ensure that heads of agreement with hotels and cruise industry partners contain provisions to promote opportunities for the creative economy, artisans, and cultural entrepreneurs. To continue to encourage the development of the cultural sector to encompass music, film production, visual, performing, and literary arts. And the FNM says it will incentivize more cottage industries in the production of quality souvenirs. So section four deals with, like I say, crime and security, judicial and legal reform, education, some signature FNM points like over-the-hill development, fiscal affairs, accountability in public administration. It's definitely something that we need to look at next week. I really do apologize, but I have no more voice and cannot continue. I'm going to try one more thing only because I mentioned it as part of the Progressive Liberal Party's blueprint for change, and I don't want to seem to be either biased or unfair. The FNM does have a cannabis policy. Clear that, so their policy is predicated on the fact that I'm quoting from the FNM manifesto now. Our cannabis laws are antiquated. They have unfairly punished too many Bahamians who use the plants for various personal, medicinal, and religious reasons. In the next term, the FNM intends to decriminalize possession of small amounts of marijuana for personal use, legalize medicinal marijuana, expunge the records of Bahamians who have convictions for possession of small amounts of marijuana, establish a cannabis licensing authority to oversee the new cannabis industry in the Bahamas. This will include regulation of issuance of licenses and other matters related to the sector. All companies in a new cannabis industry would have to be at least 51% Bahamian owned, and make crown land available for Bahamians to grow legal cannabis. I am myself not a cannabis user. I am not promoting or detracting from it. I'm only saying to you, since I mentioned the PLPs, I felt I had to read the FNMs as well. And that's going to do it for us today. I really do apologize. I wish that I had the vocal fortitude to continue today, but I just don't. Too much screaming and yelling during the week, I suppose. Until next week, God bless. Thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you next week.